Hello. I'm just really replying to a boom Eric Bourgeois sent. He was talking about a hockey poster and the reaction he got from his friend's mother. I know she's an elderly lady, but, you know, that's fine. So I just wanted to talk a bit more widely on that, about blind people and pictures, or visual art and blind people. It's interesting. I used to do a lot of art and sell pictures I created, so I've always had a love of art. So when I stopped being able to see, I still wanted to have pictures up. So in my house I have quite a few pictures on the walls. And A, they cheer the place up, they add colour, and they add a specific kind of energy. And I think if you pick the pictures carefully, if you know what the pictures are of, if you know what the subject is, it's good. I mean, the pictures I have up are of my favourite places and favourite things. So I know what they are. So, you know, when people come round, I can talk about them. And they do lend a specific energy, whether you can see them or not, that they do add something to a home. They add a certain atmosphere, a certain inexplicable zing, I guess. I also have lots of, a number of ornaments and statuettes, bronzes and such, like, because you can touch those and you can interact with them in a more real way. But I've been to some blind people's homes and they have no pictures at all. They're just quite blank walls. And again, that's fine. That's up to the individual. But I do like to have pictures up. And it really doesn't make any difference if I can't see them, because I know they're there and I know what they are. And when people come who can see them, they can experience them and enjoy them. So I think visual art is important even when you can't see. I wouldn't spend thousands on a picture. These are all prints or canvases, so they're all relatively inexpensive. So I wouldn't, you know, excuse me, I've got a bit of a snuffle. I wouldn't go to an auction or an art gallery and spend lots of money. That would be a bit daft, but certainly I like pictures, and I still have a couple that I created. So, yeah. Eric, thank you for that. I mean, it's just a throwaway comment about your Maple Leaf, Toronto Maple Leafs, your team, I think. But I believe that beautiful things give some beautiful energy, and certainly pictures I've got of certain things, yeah, it adds an effervescent charm. So, if you're blind, don't feel embarrassed about having pictures up. It's good. It's nice, and it can be appreciated, and they can be appreciated by you in a subliminal way, and in an unconscious way, and in a kind of osmosis based way, osmotic way, whatever, and also by sighted people in a very tangible, more one-dimensional way. So don't worry about pictures. Enjoy them. If you pick them carefully, get someone to describe them to you, make sure that they're a subject you really like and connect with, and that's great. So there we are. That's my little rantette on pictures. Sorry, I'm so incoherent. I've got a bit of a cold still, unfortunately, and I've just been training, so I feel a bit, yeah. Okay, cheers, folks, and taking the care. Bye.